Bernie celebrates as Biden racks up wins. "We are going to win the Democratic nomination." By Hannah Blow on March 3, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, celebrated with supporters in his home state of Vermont on Tuesday, proclaiming that he is absolutely confident that he will secure the Democrat nomination, despite Joe Biden, D, racking up victories on Super Tuesday. Bernie Sanders celebrated on Tuesday evening, holding a rally in Vermont and proclaiming that he will win the Democrat nomination, despite the fact that Biden had, at the time of his speech, secured victories in Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Virginia, and Minnesota. He noted that he won the mayoral race in Burlington, Vermont, 31 years to date against all of the odds, and attempted to draw a comparison to his current campaign. "And when we began this race for the presidency, everybody said it couldn't be done. But tonight I tell you with absolute confidence, we're going to win the Democratic nomination," Sanders said to Cheers. "And we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country. We are going to win," he continued as cheers of Bernie erupted. "We are going to defeat Trump because we are putting together an unprecedented grassroots, multi-generational, multiracial movement." He continued. "It is a movement which speaks to the working families of this country who are sick and tired of working longer hours for low wages and seeing all new income and wealth going to the top 1%. It is a movement which says the United States will have health care for all as a human right. It is a movement that says we will bring major reforms in education, making sure that all our kids can go to college without coming out in debt. Now, what makes this movement unique is we are taking on the corporate establishment. We are taking on the greed of Wall Street, the greed of the drug companies who charge us the highest prices in the world, the greed of the insurance companies, and given the existential crisis of climate change, we are saying to the fossil fuel industry, we are saying to the fossil fuel industry, their short-term profits are not more important than the future of the country and the world." Sanders also proclaimed he is taking on the political establishment and declared that he will win because the people understand our campaign, our movement, which is best positioned to defeat Trump. "You cannot beat Trump with the same old kind of politics. What we need is a new politics that brings working-class people into our political movement, which brings young people into our political movement, and which in November will create the highest voter turnout in American political history. This will become a contrast in ideas," he continued, taking shots at Biden. "One of us in the race led the opposition to the war in Iraq. You're looking at him. Another candidate voted for the war in Iraq," he said, also slamming Biden over Social Security cuts and disastrous trade agreements. The former vice president led Sanders in projected delegate totals as of 10:45 p.m. ET, although results are far from final, as the two biggest prizes, Texas and California, have yet to be called.